We're going to start out in Ecclesiastes chapter 4. Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord, I praise you and thank you for this beautiful book. Lord, in this book that we have that we can freely read and we can learn what you're like, what you like, what you don't like. And Lord, therefore, we can be obedient to do what you tell us to do. And Lord, I thank you for the new covenant and the wonderful power you've given us under the new covenant and how you've made peace with us. And once we come to know Jesus and walk in obedience to your word, Lord, you've given us power and authority to do great and wonderful things. And Lord, I thank you that we can pray and do things and see you do the great and mighty things that you do under the new covenant. But Lord, all the people weren't quite so lucky. And a lot of people don't know the word of God, so they don't know how these things work. So Lord, as we read your book tonight in Ecclesiastes, starting with chapter 4, we ask you to open our heart and our understanding to you and who you are. And may we know you better. In Jesus' name, amen. Praise the King. You're going to see some things here. Oh, praise the Lord. Y'all come in. Come in. We're in Ecclesiastes chapter 4. And I want to, I'm going to try to bring some things out to maybe make you think a little bit about it. Maybe some of the things you haven't thought about. But, I put that in your purse. Yeah, I don't want to lose Randy's phone number. It fell out of my Bible. I think about that young man. I asked that young man, Randy, to go with us to GLC in August. He had such a great testimony. For those of you that don't know Randy, he goes to church in Denton, so he usually comes down here only on healing school days. But the young man came 2 years ago to a healing school in Justin, and he was on for 26 years. He had been tormented by epileptic demons, and he was on 26 different, or not different, but at least time, some of them were different. But he took 26 pills a day, every day. 26. And for 26 years, he had been having these seizures. And when he come to me, I asked him that day, I said, how many seizures do you have? He said, well, even with all this medication, I have 3 to 4 seizures a week. At least 3 to 4 a week. He said, without the medication, I just have terrible seizures. I told him, I said, well, we need to get your sins repented of, and then we need to believe God. And so he did. He believed, Randy, he repented of all his sins, which were many. I mean, this boy had lived, he had done everything wrong. You know, for you take a young man, you know, that, I don't know how old Randy is. How old would you think he is? Isn't he 35 or maybe 30, 35 years old, 35 years old, I guess. He started early in his life of sin. A lot of young men start early in their life of sin. A lot of young women start early in their life of sin. But he got off on drugs, alcohol, sex, you name it, he got on it. And so he done all the things that the world tells you to do. But they were all contrary to what the Word of God says you're supposed to do. So that sin brought these epileptic seizures upon him, brought him bound with all this medication. When he came to us a couple of years ago, been about two or a little over 2 years ago, out at a Justin Healing School, I told him, I said, Randy, if you'll repent and tell God you're sorry for all these things you've been doing, you'll stop doing those things. No more. No more drugs. No more alcohol. No more sex out of wedlock. All the things that God tells you not to do. I said, I'll kick them demons of hell out of you and Jesus will heal you. And so that day, he come up, repented of all of his sins. I spoke to the demons, commanded them to leave in the name of Jesus. And then he asked me a question. He said, what do I do with all this medication? Do I get off of it or do I stay on it? I said, that's not my job. I don't tell you what to do with the medication. I said, you just go and ask God what he wants you to do with all that medication. And I said, then whatever he tells you, you do it. Well, he was riding a motorcycle that day. So he gets on his motorcycle and drives from Justin to Denton. And when he gets there and gets off his bike, he starts to reach in his pocket for the medication, and there's not one single bottle in his coat. They are all gone. He said, I assume that was God, since I'd never lost one in the pockets at all, and I've lost all of them. He said, I'm assuming it was God telling me I was healed and I didn't need them. So Saturday when he was here to healing school, he said, I've not had one single medication, not one pill of no kind in 2 years. But he said, I quit sending two. And he said, I have not had one single seizure in 2 years. Now then, I mean, we serve an awesome God, don't we? I mean, Randy's life totally changed. So when he was here Saturday, I asked him if he would be willing to go with me next month to God's Learning Channel, fly out there with me, and tell his testimony. And he said he would. So I'm going to get with him, and we're going to get him out there, because I can tell his testimony, but it's a whole lot more powerful when he's sitting there on the set with me and he's telling his testimony. You know, I can just like tonight, I can tell you about it, but some of you say, well, maybe I believe that, maybe I don't believe that. But Saturday, he was here, and he told it himself Saturday. You heard him say that, didn't you? Yeah, you were here. You heard him say that, too. Several people were here and heard it. But, you know, it's amazing the number of people that all we got to do is just, I mean, just like my friend back there told me, he said, you don't hear many preachers tell it quite as boldly as you do. You know, I just tell you what God says, you know, and I mean, it's real simple for me to say, stop sinning, you know, and walk holy before him if you want to get the devils off your back. Because if you don't want to get the devils off your back, then just keep on sinning and you won't like where they're going to take you. It's really quite simple. In fact, let's talk a little bit about some of these creatures here. And in chapter 4 of Ecclesiastes, starting at verse 1, and he said, Solomon says, and again I observed all the oppression that takes place in our world. Now, do you see any oppression taking place in the world around you? Oh, my goodness gracious alive. Is there? Well, I saw the tears of the oppressed with no one to comfort them. Now, do you see people that are oppressed crying? Sure you do. There's no one to comfort them. There should be someone to comfort them. Somebody needs to tell them that if they will stop sinning and start serving God, they won't be oppressed. Isn't that amazing? That when you, in other words, the average person does not know what it means to break the first commandment. But the first commandment says you are to put the Lord first in everything. You're to put no other gods before him. Well, we don't understand what that means. We can easily say, well, I go to church on Sunday. You know, whenever things work out right, you know, I can't get there every Sunday. But I try to go on Sunday when I can. But I have time on Sunday afternoon after I get home from church to read the Fort Worth newspaper, the Dallas newspaper, and then to watch a couple of at least 1 hour television shows every night during the week. But I don't have time to study God's Word. You see, all that is your God over him. And he ain't going to be happy with you. And if you want to continue in that, I can assure you, you're going to be one of these oppressed. Because the oppressors are going to come against you. Now look what he says here. The oppressors have great power. Now, the oppressors can be a human being, or it can be a demon. And so much of the time, the oppressors are demons. Now, they have great power. God made these boys, and if you're not putting him first, I can assure you he will send them against you. Now, I can tell you a fact, you know, that a lot of people don't know this, don't believe this, even when you tell them, but I can show you several examples in God's Word. If you want your family and your children to be destroyed, just stop putting God first and start sinning. I can assure you, he will send demons to destroy your family. You know, somebody said, God wouldn't do that to me. Hey, let me tell you, when David, I give you one of the best experiences in the Word of God, when David committed adultery with Bathsheba, what happened? What kind of curse did God speak upon David? He told him, he said, because you have done what you've done, I'm not going to kill you, but I am going to kill this baby in Bathsheba's womb. I, the Lord, am going to kill this baby because of your sin. And he said, not only am I going to not stop there, he said, I'm going to send people to men to rape your wives in the streets, on housetops, where everybody can see it. and I'm going to put a curse between your children, and your children will kill each other because of your sin. That was the curse that God spoke on David. Did David's family get destroyed? Yes, he did. Who did all that? God did. Why? Because of his sin. You know, if a man and woman today realize these things were there, there is no young person that would crawl in bed with somebody that wasn't married to under no conditions. I mean, you just wouldn't go there. If you knew that there was a chance that was going to bring a venereal disease on you, or maybe bring a baby to you that you didn't want. And then so many people today, what do they do when they go out and get pregnant? Abort it. We don't need it. So we don't want it. So let's kill it. So now then you're guilty of murder. God don't like that either. That's one of the seven things God hates, is those that take innocent blood. Well, how do you not have a child out of wedlock? You don't have any sex out of wedlock. When you don't have that, you won't have one. You know, you can't swim in a swimming pool and sperm come inside of you and you get pregnant. It don't work like that. You know, it just don't work like that. So you've got to be involved in a sexual relationship. That's the way it works. So God says don't do it. He hates it. And so if you do what he says, and of course, you know, it's just like that young man that one time come sat down in my office, and after we got through talking about business, I asked him if he was a Christian, and we got to talking about spiritual things. And as we talked about spiritual things, he said, you know, I don't understand why my son is so possessed with women. He said, you know, it's all he thinks about. I said, how old is he? He said, 16. I said, well, that's pretty normal, I guess, for most 16-year-old boys. But we're sitting there talking. He said, no, he's just possessed with women. And so we're sitting there all of a sudden talking. And all of a sudden, one of our very nice-looking secretaries walked down the corridor in front of my glass in my office. And as soon as she started walking down the aisle, he stopped looking at me. And, boy, he watched her all the way down. She went plumb out of sight. And he come back, you know, and he's, I didn't say anything. And a little while we're sitting here, and she's coming back by, and he caught her out of his eye, and he stopped talking, and he watched her all the way down. I told him, I said, I'll tell you what's wrong with your son. It's daddy.
We're going to have to stop right there for today, but we'll start again tomorrow with a teaching. And if you'd like to have these teachings in their entirety, if you would just give us a call, we'll be happy to send them to you free and postpaid. That's at 940-242-2106. 940-242-2106. And we'll send them to you free and postpaid. Or you can go to our website. You can listen to these teachings again from the website. Or you can get them free and postpaid from www.tlsm.org. www.tlsm.org. That's the Living Savior Ministries. There you can listen to these again, or you can order them free and postpaid, and many other teachings free and postpaid from our website. Praise the Lord Jesus.